The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 11, text number 13, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 4th, 2007, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from the 4th canto, chapter number 11, text number 13 of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tetikshaya
karunaya
maitra chakila jantushu
samadvena cha sarvatma
bhagavan samprasidati.
Translation: The Lord is very satisfied with his devotee when the devotee greets other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality.
Purport.
By His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. It is the duty of an advanced devotee in the second stage of devotional service to act in accordance with this verse. There are three stages of devotional life. In the lowest stage, a devotee is simply concerned with the deity in the temple, and he worships the Lord with great devotion according to rules and regulations. In the second stage, the devotee is cognizant of his relationship with the Lord, his relationship with fellow devotees, his relationship with persons who are innocent, and his relationship with persons who are envious. Sometimes devotees are ill-treated by envious persons. It is advised that an advanced devotee should be tolerant. He should show complete mercy to persons who are ignorant or innocent. A preacher devotee is meant to show mercy to innocent persons whom he can elevate to devotional service. Everyone by constitutional position an eternal servant of God. Therefore, a devotee's business is to awaken everyone's Krishna consciousness. That is his mercy. As for a devotee's treatment of other devotees who are his equals, he should maintain friendship with them. His general view should be to see every living entity as part of the Supreme Lord. Different living entities appear in different forms of dress. But according to the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita, a learned person sees all living entities equally. Such treatment by the devotee is very much appreciated by the Supreme Lord. It is said, therefore, that a saintly person is always tolerant and merciful. He is a friend to everyone, never an enemy to anyone, and he is peaceful. These are some of the good qualities of a devotee.
Om Jnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurubhe Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupaka Dhamayam Dadati Svapadhantikam.
So, there are three different stages of devotees. There is the Kanishta Adhikari. Madhyam Adhikari,
Madhyam Adhikari,
and the Uttama Adhikari.
Uttama Adhikari.
You gentlemen can come sit here.
Galite ateiti čia, arčiau atsisėsti.
So, Kanishta Adhikari, he knows how to worship the deities very nicely. But he does not know how to properly respect the devotees. The verse we are studying today is a very important verse. Because this verse instructs us how to advance to the Madhyam Adhikari platform.
Kadangi jisai mus pamoko, kaip mums reikia pažengti iki Madhyam Adhikari lygio.
In order to come to the perfectional stage, Uttama Adhikari,
kad pakiltume iki tobulumo lygmens, iki Uttama Adhikari lygio,
one must progress through the Madhyam Adhikari stage.
Kiekvienas turi praeiti pro Madhyam Adhikari lygį.
One should not try to jump artificially to the Uttama Adhikari platform.
Ir niekas neturėtų dirbtinai stengtis peršokti ir tapti tarytum Uttama Adhikari lygmenyje.
Because if one tries to do so, his devotional service will be a complete failure.
Kadangi jeigu kažkas tai pabandys padaryti, tai jo atsidavimo tarnystė visiškai sugrius, nebeliks jos.
One should naturally progress to the Madhyam Adhikari platform.
Kiekvienas turi tiesiog natūraliai tobulėti, pereidamas Madhyam Adhikari lygmenį.
And that is very simple.
Tai yra labai paprasta.
One has to greet other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality.
Žmogus atsidavęs turi bendrauti su kitais žmonėmis su kantrybe, su gailestingumu, su draugiškumu ir bešališkumu.
By doing so, one satisfies the Lord.
Ir taip darydamas atsidavęs, jisai patenkina viešpatį.
One may ask why one would want to satisfy the Lord. That is the whole sum and substance of the process of Krishna consciousness. The entire essence of the Krishna consciousness process is to satisfy the Lord.
Taigi visas Krishna sąmonės procesas, visa Krishna sąmonės procesas mėr yra patenkinti viešpatį.
So someone may say, well, why do you want to do that?
Ir kažkas gali jūs paklausti, tai o kodėlgi tu nori tai padaryti?
Why not just satisfy yourself?
Kodėl tu nenori paprasčiausiai patenkinti savęs?
The answer is that if you try to satisfy yourself,
atsakymas yra toks, kad jeigu tu stengsis patenkinti save,
you will not be satisfied.
Tu nebūsi patenkintas.
Because you are part and parcel of the Supreme Self, Krishna.
Kadangi tu esi maža Dievo dalelė, aukščiausia Dievo asmenis Krishnas.
Trying to satisfy yourself separately from satisfying Krishna,
bandydamas patenkinti save skirai nuo Krishnas,
that is an artificial position.
Tai bus tokia dirbtinė padėtis.
The actual position of enjoyment
iš tikrųjų tokia padėtis, kur galima mėgautis,
is to satisfy the complete whole of which you are a part.
Tai yra ta, kad jūs turite patenkinti visumą, kurios jūs esate, iš kurios jūs esate kaip dalis.
If the separate part of the body tries to enjoy separately,
jeigu kokia nors kūno dalis pasistengs mėgautis atskirai nuo kūno,
will it be successful?
Ar tai bus sėkminga?
Your hand needs nutrition, doesn't it?
Jūsų rankai reikia
Your hand requires nutrition.
Taigi jūsų rankai reikia maitinimo.
When you eat food, that value goes to your hand, and it, like if you cut yourself, the energy from the food will help you to heal your hand.
Ir kada jūs valgote, jūsų ateina tam tikrai reikalingi elementai. O jeigu jūs įsipjaunate į ranką, tai tie elementai netgi padeda užgyti žaizdai.
So, the hand requires nutrition.
Taigi, vienaip ar kitaip, rankai reikalingas maitinimas.
So, if you, when it's time for Vishadam, if you simply take the Vishadam in your fingers and try to separately enjoy it without feeding the stomach,
jeigu jūs, kai bus prasado metas, pabandysite su savo ranka paimti ir tiesiog atskirai, kaip nors tam maistą mėgautis rankoj, nedėsite jo į burną, kad patektų pilvą, tai...
Will that hand get the nutrition it needs?
Tai ar šita ranka gaus maitinimą?
Can it digest the food like this?
Ar ranka gali va šitai trindama maistą suvirškinti?
No, it cannot.
Negali.
If the hand is going to be nourished, it has no option but to put the food in the mouth, it goes to the belly, and then it comes through the bloodstream to the hand.
Jeigu ranka nori būti patenkinta, tai nėra kito kelio, kaip paprasčiausiai įdėti maistą į burną, kuris patenka į pilną, į pilvą yra suvirškinamas, ir tada, kaip maisto medžiagos patenka į ranką.
Therefore, our attempts to enjoy separately in this world are just like a foolish hand trying to eat the food separately.
Ir todėl mūsų pastangos pasitenkinti šiame materialiame pasaulyje yra tas pats, kaip tai kvailai rankai stengtis mėgautis atskirai nuo kūno.
You cannot enjoy separately from God.
Jūs negalite mėgautis atskirai nuo Dievo.
It's a futile attempt.
Tai yra iš karto nesėkmės skirtos pastangos.
I don't care how much money you have in your bank account.
Aš nesirūpinu, man nesvarbu, kiek jūs turite pinigų savo banko sąskaitoje.
I don't care how powerful you may be politically.
Man nesvarbu, kiek jūs politiškai esate stiprus.
Or how famous you may be.
Arba kiek jūs esate žymus.
Or how beautiful you may be.
O galbūt kiek jūs gražus.
All of these material assets will prove to be totally useless.
Įrodyta, kad visi šitie materialios vertybės galiausiai yra nevertės.
If you do not utilize them in the service of God.
Jeigu jūs jų nenaudojate atsidėjimo tarnystėje Dievui.
This is why the spiritual master very carefully trains his disciples.
Dvasinis mokytojas šitokiu būdu labai kruopščiai apmoko savo mokinius.
How to become the humble servants of God.
Kaip tapti nuolankiais Dievo tarnais.
Our nature is we don't want to surrender to anyone.
Mūsų prigimtis yra tokia, kad mes aplamai niekam nenorim atsiduoti.
Because I am thinking I am the supreme.
Kadangi mes galvom, kad aš esu aukščiausiasis.
Why should I surrender to anyone?
Kodėl aš turiu dar kažkam tai atsiduoti?
But that mentality is the very source of our misery.
Bet toks mentalitetas, toks mąstymas ir yra mūsų pagrindinis kančių šaltinis.
Therefore, the intelligent person tries to find out, what can I do to satisfy God?
Todėl intelektualus žmogus, jisai galvoja, ką aš galėčiau padaryti, kad Viešpats būtų patenkintas.
All of my attempts to satisfy myself have proven to be a failure.
Visos mano pastangos patenkinti save, jau aš pamačiau, kad jos yra net nešė sėkmės.
So why should I continue acting in such a foolish way?
Tai kodėlgi aš turėčiau tęsti veikti tokiu kvailu būdu?
Why not try something different?
Kodėl aš neturėčiau pabandyti kažką tai kitko?
And that is called devotional service.
Ir tai vadinasi atsidavimo tarnystė.
People have been trying to enjoy in millions of different ways.
Žmonės yra bandę mėgautis daugybę įvairiausių milijonų būdų.
This is described in the Vishnu Purana.
Tai yra aprašoma Vishnu Puranoje.
There are 8,400,000 different species of life.
Ten yra aprašytos 8,400,000 gyvybės rūšių.
And the conditioned soul, he's trying to enjoy in each and every form.
Ir sąlygota siela stengiasi mėgautis kiekvienoje iš tų formų.
He tries to enjoy as a fish.
bando mėgautis kaip žuvis.
He tries to enjoy as a plant or a tree.
Bando mėgautis kaip koks nors augalas arba medis.
He tries to enjoy as an insect.
Bando mėgautis kaip koks nors vabzdys.
He tries to enjoy as a bird.
Taip pat kaip paukštis.
He tries to enjoy as a beast.
Arba kaip nors, koks nors gyvulys.
He tries to enjoy in so many different human forms.
Bando tenkintis daugybę žmogaus gyvybės formų pavidalu.
But he's never satisfied.
Bet tas algutas yra niekada nepatenkintas.
And then he tries a different form.
Ir tada jį vėl bando dar vieną kitą.
And another form, he goes on through millions and millions and millions of births.
Dar kita. Ir tokiu būdu keliavo per daugybę milijonų gyvybės rūšių.
But still he is not satisfied.
Bet vis tik gyvastybė taip ir lieka nepatenkinta.
Brahmanda brahmite kona bhagavan jiv, guru krishna prasade pai bhakti tata bij. After wandering through those millions of forms,
po to, kaip gyvastybė klajoja per tas milijonus formų,
Kona bhagyavan jiv, one jiva who is very, very fortunate.
Ir viena iš tų sąlygotų sielų, kuri yra labai sėkminga.
He receives by the mercy of Shri Guru and Shri Krishna.
Ji gauna malonę iš Guru ir Krishnos.
Bhakti lata bij, the seed of bhakti.
Ji gauna bhakti sėklą.
If he can take that seed of bhakti,
jeigu jūs paimsite tą bhakti sėklą,
or she, if he or she can take that seed of bhakti very, very carefully into the heart,
jeigu jis ar ji priims tą bhakti sėklą labai giliai į širdį,
freeing the heart from all the weeds,
išvalydama širdį nuo visų piktžolių,
and regularly watering the garden of the heart.
Ir pastoviai prižiūrėdami ir laistydami tą darželį.
Then that bhakti plant will grow, it will penetrate the coverings of the universe.
Tada tas bhakti augalėlis augs ir jis peraugs netgi visatos apvalkalus.
It will travel through the vast spiritual sky.
Tas augalėlis nukeliaus per didžiulį dvasinį dangų.
It will go all the way to the topmost planet.
Ir užaugs iki pat aukščiausios planetos.
Krishna loka.
Iki Krishna lokos.
And there will entwine itself around the lotus feet of Shri Radha Krishna.
Ir tada apsisuks aplink Radhas ir Krishnas lotosinės pėdas.
And then prema phal, the fruit of love of Godhead, will manifest.
Ir tada meilės Dievui vaisius apsireikš.
So this is the most fortunate position.
Taigi šita padėtis yra pati sėkmingiausia.
If somehow or other one can come in contact with the bona fide spiritual master.
Jeigu kažkas vienaip ar kitaip gali sueiti į sąlytį su tikru dvasiniu mokytoju.
There is no greater fortune than this.
Nėra didesnės sėkmės negu tai.
If you ask the ordinary person,
jūs paklausite eilinio žmogaus,
what do you consider would be the greatest good fortune?
Kas yra didžiausia sėkmė, kokia tai gali būti?
What would they say?
Ką jis pasakytų?
Win the lottery.
Laimėti loterijoje.
You see? But we see practically when people win lotteries, they do not become happy.
Bet mes praktiškai matome, kad tie žmonės, kurie yra laimėję loteriją, jie netampa laimingi.
There is no material adjustment that can actually satisfy the soul.
Kadangi nėra jokio materialaus parėdimo, kuris leistų patenkinti jūsų sielą.
The only satisfaction for the living being.
Ir vienintelis pasitenkinimas gyvai esybei
is to come back in contact with God.
Yra sugrįžti atgal į sąlytį su aukščiausiu Dievo asmeniu.
Simply he needs to revive his lost connection with the Supreme.
Paprasčiausiai reikia atgauti tą prarastą ryšį su aukščiausiu asmeniu.
You see, we were originally with Krishna in the spiritual world.
Mes pirminėje savo būsinėje buvome kartu su Krishna dvasinio pasaulyje.
But somehow or other, we became envious of Krishna.
Bet vienaip ar kitaip mes pradėjom pavydėti Krishnai.
We were thinking, why you should be the center, why not me?
Mes pradėjom galvoti, kodėl tu turi būti centras, kodėl ne aš?
We were very stubborn in our desire. We actually revolted against the Lord's supremacy.
Mes labai užsispyrė su savo troškimais. Mes iš tikrųjų sukilom prieš aukščiausią viešpatį.
Seeing our desire to be the Supreme Lord,
matydami savo troškimus kaip aukščiausiojo,
Krishna very kindly gave us a place where we could think that we are the Supreme Lord.
Ir Krishna labai maloningai davė mums vietą, kur mes galime gyventi ir galvoti, kad mes esame aukščiausiai.
What is that place?
Kokia tai vieta?
Lithuania.
Lietuva.
You see? So, now we have tried to be the Supreme Lord here in Lithuania.
Dabar mes visi stengiamės būti aukščiausiai Dievo asmeniu čia Lietuvoje.
And somehow or other it was not successful.
Bet vienaip ar kitaip tai mums netnešė sėkmės.
We found that we were beaten down by birth, death, old age and disease.
Bet mes matome, kad mus pastoviai muša gimimas,
janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. And we found we were also tortured by adiatmik, adibhautik, and adidaivik miseries.
Taip pat mes matom, kad šios trijopos, trijų rūšių kančios mus taip pat pastoviai muša.
So how fortunate we are that the bona fide spiritual master has come to enlighten us.
Ir mes esame labai sėkmingi, kad dvasinis mokytojas atvyko, kad mus apšviestų.
Srila Prabhupada was sent by Krishna to this material world.
Srila Prabhupada buvo pasiųstas Krishnas čia tiesiai į materialų pasaulį.
To give us the seed of bhakti.
Kad mes gautume bhakti sėklą.
In these books.
Šiuose knygose.
So how fortunate we are that we have come in contact with the bona fide spiritual master.
Taigi kokie mes esam sėkmingi, kad mes susirietėme su bona fide dvasiniu mokytoju.
And now by his grace,
ir dabar jo malonė,
we can get out of this place.
Mes galime išsigauti iš šitos vietos.
But if we do not get out of this place,
bet jeigu mes neišsigausime,
it will simply be a disgrace.
Tai bus tiesiog gėda.
Because we are not of this world.
Kadangi mes nepriklausom šitam materialiam pasauliui.
We are not this earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego.
Mes nesame šitas vanduo, oras, eteris, žemė, nesame intelektas, protas, netikras ego.
We are actually pure spiritual beings in quality, one with God.
Mes iš tikrųjų esame tyros dvasinės esybės, kokybiškai tapačios su viešpačiu.
Therefore, we should not go on cheating ourselves.
Todėl mes neturime tęsti apgaudinėdami save.
By living for our own personal satisfaction.
Gyvendami vien tik tais dėl savo pačių pasitenkinimo.
Nitai Gaura Chandra ki jai, Shil Shashishi Radha Damodar ki jai. We should follow the injunction of this shloka.
Mes turime tiesiog sekti šito posmo pamokymu.
We should live for the satisfaction of the Lord.
Mes turime gyventi tam, kad patenkintume viešpačiui.
By properly greeting other people.
Tinkamai bendraudami ir elgdamiesi su kitais žmonėmis.
With tolerance, mercy, friendship and equality.
Su kantrybe, su gailestingumu, draugyste ir vienodai žvelgti į visus.
Some say that, well, I'll just try to develop my Krishna consciousness and then the saintly qualities will naturally develop. Some say that Why should I try to separately develop any saintly qualities?
Kažkas gali pasakyti, kodėl aš turėčiau atskirai kažkaip tai vystyti šitas šventas savybės.
I will simply chant Hare Krishna and worship the deities, and naturally all the saintly qualities will come.
Kažkas gali pasakyti, aš paprasčiausiai kartuosiu Hare Krishna, garbinsiu dievybės ir tos savybės šventųjų natūraliai ateis pas mane.
Why should I make a separate endeavor to be tolerant, merciful, friendly, and equal?
Kodėl aš turiu papildomai atskirai dėti pastangas, kad būčiau kantrus, gailestingas, draugiškas ir lygiai žiūrėčiau visus?
But such a philosophy is not very intelligent.
Bet iš tikrųjų šitokia filosofija nėra intelektuali.
Because what does it mean to become Krishna conscious?
Bet ką reiškia tapti Krishna sąmoningu?
It doesn't mean that you become God.
Tai nereiškia, kad jūs tampate Dievu.
Krishna consciousness means that you learn how to satisfy God.
Krishna sąmonė reiškia tai, kad jūs išmokstate, kaip reikia patenkinti viešpatį Dievą.
And here it has been made crystal clear.
Ir čia labai aiškiai, kaip kristalas.
That not only will the Lord be satisfied,
kad viešpats, ne tik viešpats bus patenkintas,
the Lord will be very satisfied,
kad viešpats bus labai patenkintas,
if you greet other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship and equality.
Jeigu jūs elgsitės su kitais žmonėmis, priekšdami kantrybę, gailestingumą, draugystę ir lygiai žvegsite juos.
So therefore we should always be very introspective.
Taigi, todėl mes turime matyti perspektyvas.
We should be observing ourselves at every minute.
Ir mes turime stebėti save kiekvieną minutę.
We should ask ourselves these questions.
Mes turim paklausti savęs šitų klausimų.
Am I being tolerant?
Ar aš esu pakankamai kantrus?
In this way that I'm dealing with this person?
Kai aš bendrauju, pavyzdžiui, su šita asmenybe.
Am I being merciful?
Ar aš esu gailestingas?
Am I being friendly?
Ar aš esu draugiškas?
And am I being equal?
Ar aš vienodai žvelgiu?
You see? One should always be careful to see that I am doing this in my dealings with others.
Reikia būti labai atidžiam, pastabiam, kaip aš elgiuosi su kitais.
If one is not tolerant, merciful, friendly and equal, then what is one?
Tai ir jeigu žmogus nėra kantrus, nėra gailestingas, nėra draugiškas ir nelygiai žiūri į kitus, tai koks jis yra tada?
One who does not manifest these qualities in dealings with others is a Kanishta Adhikari.
Ir tas, kuris neapreiškia, negali parodyti tokių savybių, bendraudamas su kitais, jisai reiškia yra tik Kanishta Adhikaris.
He is a materialistic devotee who will have great difficulty advancing in Krishna consciousness.
Jis yra materialistiškas atsidavęs ir jis turi daug sunkumų Krishna sąmonės pažangoje.
He won't taste the full nectar of Krishna bhakti.
Jis negalės pilnai paragauti Krishnos bhakti nektaro.
So therefore, if we really want to get free of anxiety,
todėl iš tikrųjų mes turėtume norėti išsigauti iš to visų neramumų.
If we really want to swim in an ocean of nectar at every minute,
jeigu mes norime plaukyti tame nektaro vandenyne kiekvieną minutę,
then we should remember these four qualities.
Tada mes turime atsiminti šitas keturias savybes.
Tolerance, mercy, friendship and equality.
Kantrybė, galestingumas, draugystė ir lygus požiūris.
This should become the theme of our daily existence.
Tai turi būti mūsų kiekvienos dienos tikslas.
We must embrace these principles.
Mes turime tuos principus apkabinti, įsikibti juos.
And what will be the result?
Ir koks tada bus, kokia bus tada koks bus rezultatas?
Krishna will be very satisfied with us.
Krishna bus labai patenkintas.
And when Krishna is satisfied,
ir kai Krishna patenkintas,
You are satisfied. And you're actually satisfying all living entities throughout the totality of existence. So, what could be better than this? Can you show me something that is better than this? Anywhere within the vast universe, can you show me anything better than this? Can anyone bring something more wonderful, something more enjoyable or satisfying than this? So if you cannot bring anything better, then you must accept to always be tolerant, merciful, friendly and equal for the satisfaction of the Lord. Is that all right? It's okay. No one disagrees? Any objections? Everyone agrees to be tolerant, merciful, friendly, and equal in all times, places, and circumstances. If you do so, then actually Krishna will pour unlimited mercy upon your head at every minute.
Ir jeigu jūs tai darysite, tai Krishna tiesiog pils malonę ant jūsų galvų kiekvieną minutę.
If everyone actually does this, it'll be the most exciting thing, the most wonderful thing.
Jeigu kiekvienas iš jūsų taip elgsis, taip darys, tai bus pats nuostabiausias dalykas.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Dabar galiu paklausti, gal yra kokių klausimų.
Tame posme, kur vieš pasvaldino 26 vaišnavo savybės, ten sakoma, kad beres komentarė, kad specialiai posvaldyti nereikia, ta pasme, jau sakoma, gali atina iš vienintelės, iš atsidėmų viešbučio. Tai kaip tu čia?
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in that shloka where Chaitanya lists 26 qualities of the Vaishnavas. In the commentary, Prabhupada explains that there is no need to try to develop them separately from devotional service, except for the quality that we have to develop devotion to the Lord.
Yes, sometimes it is said that one does not have to do anything except develop one's Krishna consciousness.
Taip, kartais yra sakoma, kad žmogus neturi tarytum nieko daryti, išskyrus tai, kad vystyti savo Krishna sąmonę.
So does that mean that you should not be tolerant, you should not be merciful, you should not be friendly, you should not be equal?
Bet ar tai reiškia, kad jūs neturite būti kantrus, gailestingas ir draugiškas ir lygiai žvelgti?
What does it mean to develop your Krishna consciousness?
Ką reiškia vystyti savo Krishna sąmonę arba atsidavimą?
Developing Krishna consciousness means you satisfy Krishna by your actions.
Krishna sąmonės vystymas reiškia, jūs patenkinat Krishna savo veiksmais.
By your words and by your attitude.
Savo žodžiais, darbais ir savo nuotaika.
So, there is no difference actually between cultivating these qualities and satisfying Krishna. It's one and the same.
Ir iš tikrųjų nėra skirtumo tarp to, kad kur jūs kultivuojat Krishna sąmonę arba vystote šitas savybės ir patenkinat Krishna.
Now, what Prabhupada is talking about is that if you just try to develop those qualities separate from Krishna consciousness,
ir ką Prabhupada kalba, tai, kad jeigu jūs bandote išvystyti šitas savybės atskirai nuo Krishna sąmonės,
then that is useless.
Tai yra niekam tikę.
Just like some people say, well, you should be friendly.
Kai kurie žmonės sako, jūs turite būti draugiški.
They don't know what friendly means.
Bet jie ne visada žino, ką reiškia būti draugišku.
They say you should be equal. They don't know what equal means.
Jie sako, jūs turite būti, jūs turite lygiai žvelgti visus, bet jie nežino, ką tai reiškia.
They say you should be merciful, but they think mercy means to give in America they pass out turkey to the poor people on Thanksgiving Day. There's a holiday in America called Thanksgiving.
Amerikoje, pavyzdžiui, kas liečia gailestingumą, žmonės irgi nelabai įsivaizduoja, ten yra tokia diena, reiškia, padėkos diena.
And on that day it is traditional that every family will take get, bring one turkey bird and they will eat that turkey bird.
Ir kiekviena šeima, reiškia, jie įsigyja kalakutą ir jie valgo tą kalakutą.
So some people think, well, we will be very merciful. We will go to all the poor people and we will give them a turkey bird. So they can have a happy Thanksgiving Day.
So
what Prabhupada means is that to this to develop these qualities outside of Krishna consciousness, that is useless.
Prabhupada, apie ką kalba, tai tai, kad vystyti tas savybės atskirai nuo Krišna sąmonės, tai ir yra niekam tikę.
But to develop these qualities to satisfy the Lord,
bet vystyti tas savybės tam, kad patenkinti viešpatį,
that is Krishna consciousness.
Tai yra Krišna sąmonė.
Should I not think to be friendly?
Ar aš neturėčiau būti draugiškas?
To the devotees? Should I not think that I should be merciful to those who are lacking Krishna consciousness? Do you think that is wrong to think, well, I should be merciful to those who are not Krishna conscious? Am I deviating from Srila Prabhupada's instructions if I try to be, I think to be merciful to those who are not Krishna conscious? Am I deviating from Srila Prabhupada's instructions if I think I should be merciful to those who are not Krishna conscious?
Ar aš nukrypstu nuo Srila Prabhupada's pamokymų, jeigu aš galvoju, kad aš turiu būti maloningas tiems, kurie dar neturi Krishna sąmonės?
Obviously not.
Tai labai akivaizdu, kad ne.
What that means is these qualities should all be developed in the context of developing my Krishna consciousness.
Šitos savybės, žinoma, turi būti išvystytos mano Krishnas sąmonės vystymosi kontekste.
That it would be a stupid, foolish waste of time to try to develop them outside of Krishna consciousness.
Bet tai būtų kvaila ir laiko švaistymas, jeigu mes tas savybės vystytume be Krishna sąmonės.
Any other questions?
Kiti klausimai.
Yra klausimas, čia prašyta Rupa Gosvamis pamoko minutelį, sako, kad tas, kuris gavo dikšą, tai turi garbinti, a tai čia ir prašyta, kad tas pasiekė, turi pasiekti Bandhyamą. Aš jau vienagutę tą patį klausimą uždėjau. A tai reiškia, jeigu kas dikšą gavo, tas jau turi kilti į Bandhyamą?
In Padishamrita, Rupa Goswami explains.
Who?
Rupa Goswami in his Upadishamrita.
Okay.
Explains that one who got initiated or got diksha, one has to be worshipped. And
one who gets diksha should be worshipped?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he becomes initiated and like
Stacy like should be offered respectful
Kanishta Adhikari. Does that mean that he has to immediately elevate himself to the level of Madhyama Adhikari?
Should the Kanishta
Initiated devotee. Just initiated devotee. Does
he become automatically a Majjhima?
Must he become immediately Madhyamadhikari?
Actually, everyone should become Madhyamadhikari as soon as possible. Madhyamadhikari means Prabhupada wants that everyone should become Madhyamadhikari as soon as possible. Madhyamadhikari means preacher. He's thinking of the benefit of others. We encourage everyone, even the non-initiates, that they should become Majjhim by helping the movement to go forward.
Mes netgi skatiname neinicijuotus žmonės ir baktus tapti madjamomis, kad jie padėtų šitą judėjimą plėsti.
We encourage everyone to become Majjhim as soon as possible by distributing books, by distributing prasadam, inviting your friends to come to the temple, etc.
Mes visus skatiname tapti madjamomis, kad jie užsimtų, jie gali užsimti knygų platinimu, prasado platinimu, gali kviesti savo draugus ir kitus žmonės.
One who takes up the missionary spirit of Lord of Chaitanya's movement, that is Madhyamadhikari mentality.
Ir tas, kas priima viešpaties Chaitanyos misijos nuotaiką, jisai iš tikrųjų priima Madhyamadhikari nuotaiką.
So I don't know if I answered your question.
Aš nežinau, ar atsakiau tavo klausimą.
I did, okay, good. All right, next question.
Krishna is a source of all good qualities all together, and holy name is no different from Krishna. Before starting to chant Hare Krishna, is only Kanishka's pray for mantra.
What was the first thing? Start?
Start pray.
Who starts?
Before they chant Hare Krishna, they pray. They pray. They say prayer.
When the devotee chants Hare Krishna?
Yeah, just before. And is it required for Kanishtas or Madhyamas also does the same?
Uttamas.
Oh. Does that Kanishtas do or Uttamas also?
Do what?
Praying before chanting Hare Krishna.
Pray before chanting Hare Krishna?
Yeah.
What is that prayer?
O kokia malda. Some different prayers which would help us to chant.
Yes, we have a very good prayer that we chant before Hare Krishna. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda.
Jeigu mes turime tinkamas maldas, tokia kaip pavyzdžiui, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita.
This brings the blessings of the Pancha Tattva upon our chanting.
Tai yra kaip pančiatatvos palaiminimui, kad mes tinkamai kartuotume.
So, before you chant Hare Krishna, you chant this pančiatatva mantra.
Ir prieš pradedant kartuoti Hare Krishna, jūs kartuokite šitą pančiatatva mantra. There are some many other different prayers.
Yes. There are many different prayers. You can chant notable prayers also in this. So many Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's so many nice prayers you can chant, yes.
Taip yra labai daug gerų mantrų. Jūs galite jas kartoti, jūs būna Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, kitose šventrašiuose, kurios atitinka tą nuotaiką.
Cheta darpana marjanam bhava mahada vagni nirvapanam shreya kairvakam.
This one is there.
Shikshastakam,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're very, very nice prayers, but at least you must chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
And Uttama is also does that?
Actually,
Uttama is also trying to chant all these mantras from all these prayers from scriptures you mentioned.
Does Uttama Adhikari also chant?
Oh, yes. He doesn't need. He is perfect. But it's not that when you become perfect, you stop chanting.
Iš esmės, Uttamai nėra taip svarbu kartuoti, bet jie taip pat kartuoja. Jeigu jie kartuoja, tai kai jie tampa Uttama Adhikaris, tai nebūtinai, kad jiems jau nebereikia to.
In the beginning, to purify ourselves, we chant these mantras. But it's not that after we become pure that we stop chanting these mantras. In the beginning, we take them as medicine. But in the end, we take them like candy. So the mantra chanting continues for the neophyte and for the liberated soul. The liberated soul, he prays, oh, only if I had millions of tongues, then I could really begin to get into this chanting. I'm tasting so much pleasure from this chanting, but I'm frustrated. I only have one tongue and two ears.
Aš kartuoju ir jaučiu didžiulį pasitenkinimą, bet aš labai nusivylęs, nes aš turiu tik vieną liežuvį ir tik dvi ausis.
So I could begin to taste the nectar that's actually there. If I had millions of ears and millions of tongues.
Ir aš galėčiau dar labiau iš tikrųjų patirti tą tikrą nektarą, jeigu turėčiau milijonus liežuvių ir milijonus ausų.
I will give you an example in this connection.
Aš duosiu jums pavyzdį ryšium su tuo.
Do you enjoy a nice plate of feast prasadam?
Ar jūs esat mėgojatės, reiškia, prasadu geru?
But if it is everyone enjoys a nice plate of feast prasadam.
Daugelis iš jūsų esate mėgavasi gera.
But if I said, now I will increase your enjoyment by 10 million times. I will give you 10 million plates of feast prasadam. Can you get 10 million times more pleasure with those 10 million plates?
Ar jūs galėtumėte gauti 10 milijonų kartų daugiau malonumo, jeigu aš jums duočiau tas porcijas?
No, you cannot.
Ne, jūs negalėtumėt.
Because your belly only holds one plate.
Kadangi jūsų skrandis gali pakelti tik tais tą vieną porciją.
But if I gave you 10 million bellies and 10 million tongues.
Bet jeigu aš dar suteikčiau jums į komplektą 10 milijonų skrandžių ir 10 milijonų liežuvių.
Then your enjoyment would increase by 10 million times. So the liberated souls, when they chant, they're hankering, oh, if I only had millions of tongues and millions of ears, then I could really start to really get into the taste of this nectar. In other words, they're already tasting unlimited nectar from the names.
Kitaip sakant, jie jau dabar mėgaujasi neapsakomo palaimą iš švento vardo.
But they're simply thinking, how can I taste more nectar, more nectar, more nectar?
Bet jie galvoja, kaip aš galėčiau gauti dar daugiau nektaro, dar daugiau nektaro.
So the liberated souls, they do not stop chanting, they chant even more. Because they are relishing the holy names like anything.
gauna skonį iš švento vardo kaip niekas kitas.
Next question.
There are levels of devotees, devotional service, like Shraddhas, Sadhu Sangha, and others. Does that mean that Madhyama Adhikari already on the level of Nishtha?
Has anyone read any statement in scripture in this regard? You read?
Ar kas nors yra skaitęs ryšium su tuo, ką nors šventrašiuose?
That's a very good question. I don't recall having read anywhere in the books where that is stated. Has anyone read anywhere in the books where that is answered? I don't recall having read that anywhere in Prabhupada's books. What level is the Madhyama Adhikari on? Of course, there are different levels of Madhyama Adhikaris also. There's someone who has just entered on the Madhyam platform and someone who is very, very advanced on the Madhyam platform. So there could be a whole range of levels that the Madhyam is on that list that you're referring to.
Gali būti didžiulis, reiškia, didžiulis toksai skirtumas tarp tų pačių Madhyama Adhikari.
But at least he has to have come to Bhajana Kriya.
Bent jau jisai turi ateiti iki Bhajana Kriyos lygmens.
Because that is stated that the Madhyama Adhikari means he's initiated.
Nes Madhyama Adhikari reiškia bent jau, kad jis yra inicijuotas.
So, at least one should become initiated. To become solidly situated as on the Madhyama Adhikari platform. To become solidly situated as Madhyama Adhikari, at least you should become initiated. One should be initiated disciple. At least for becoming solidly situated as Madhyama Adhikari. Solidly, all that means...
Žmogus turi būti tvirtai įsitvirtinęs savo padėtį, kad gautų iniciaciją, ir tada jis jau bent jau turi gauti iniciaciją, kad jis būtų Madhyama Adhikari.
Any other questions? Yeah.
What should meditate the disciple when he sings Guru Vashtakam and Guru Vandana?
Yes, you should meditate on the meaning of the shlokas.
Jis turite medituoti į tų posmų reikšmę.
Shlokas have meaning.
Tie posmai turi reikšmę.
So one should meditate. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya prasadat nagati kutopi dhaivam stubam stashaya sastri sanjam vande guru shi charanaravindam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the blessings of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, nobody can make any advancement.
Dvasinio mokytojo malonė, žmogus gauna Krishnos malonę, o be dvasinio mokytojo malonės jisai negali nei trupučio pažengti Krishna sąmonę.
Therefore, I should always remember my spiritual master, and at least 3 times a day I must offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master.
Todėl aš visada turiu prisiminti savo dvasinį moktą ir bent 3 kartus per dieną lenktis savo dvasinį moktą lotus pėdams.
So, then you have to do that.
Jūs turite tai daryti.
Tree Sanja, morning, noon, and evening, you must offer your obeisances to your spiritual master.
Ryte, vidurdienį ir vakare jūs turite siūlyti savo nusilenkimus dvasiniam mokytojui.
So by meditating on the meaning of the shlokas and then actually following the instructions given in the shloka.
Jūs medituodami į tas šlokas, jūs turite pradėti vykdyti tos pamokymus.
That will be the proper meditation on Grivastakam.
Tai bus tinkama meditacija į Grivastakam.
Questions more? So, everyone.
Srila Prabhupada and his disciples encouraging everyone to chant Hare Krishna as more as possible.
Chant Hare Krishna?
Yeah, as much as possible.
As much as possible?
Yeah.
Yes, 24 hours a day, yeah.
And we try to chant and sometimes we can catch ourselves that we are trying to establish some records or something.
Establish some?
Records.
Records. Oh, make some records?
Yeah, make some records.
Like a CD?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, by...
How many rounds?
Yeah, chanting extra rounds. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And in this way, it becomes not so good in quality, our chanting. So where is that golden...
Where do you draw the line between quality and quantity? The golden needle?
Middle.
The golden middle. In English they call it the happy middle grounds. You call it golden middle here in Lithuania. Yeah.
Happy middle grounds.
Yeah, happy middle ground. Yeah. Yeah, so where do you draw the line between quality and quantity?
Yeah.
Actually, you should do both.
Iš tikrųjų, jūs turite daryti abu dalykus kartu.
Someone sent me an email. He said, well, you know, if I chant 16 rounds and I don't do it with feelings, so I'll just chant as many mantras as I can put my feeling into it. You know, I'll say Hare Krishna a couple of times a day, you know. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If I say the mantra more than once a day, it'll become mechanical. So I'm just going to say Hare Krishna once a day. You see, that's really going too far. This is actually, well, it's an initiated disciple of a Gaudiya sannyasi who has nothing to do with ISKCON, who's actually trying to steal devotees from ISKCON. I don't want to mention his name.
he mentioned it about this.
All right. There was an initiated disciple of a Gaudiya sannyasi who's not part of ISKCON.
Yra vienas sannyasis inicijuotas Gaudiya Vaishnavu, kuris nėra ISKCONe.
And even though he's an initiated devotee, he doesn't chant a prescribed number of rounds. He just chants whatever he feels like chanting.
Kuris nėra ISKCONo narys, jisai kartuoja Hare Krishna mantra tiesiog taip, nepriskirto ratų kiekį, tiesiog.
He says he doesn't want to chant 16 rounds because he doesn't feel the quality if he does that.
Pagal savo nuotaikas jisai kartuoja ir jisai nekartuoja daug ratų, nes jis nejaučia jausmo kartuodamas.
But this is a big mistake to think like that.
Bet iš tikrųjų tai yra didelė klaida galvoti šiandien.
One should at least chant 16 rounds, even if it seems mechanical.
Kiekvienas turi kartoti bent jau 16 ratų, netgi jeigu tai yra mechaniška dėl jo.
Because that numerical strength is actually very important.
Nes tas skaičių, ratų skaičių, skaičius taip pat yra labai svarbu.
Are you chanting 16 rounds regularly? Very good, okay. So at the same time that one maintains at least 16 rounds, one should strive for the best possible quality.
Ir tas, kuris jau gali pastoviai išlaikyti 16 ratų skaičių, tai jis turi ieškoti kokybės.
So you're asking about some marathon, well, I'm going to chant, you know, 200 rounds today. So I can think I'm a great... So I can think I'm a great advanced devotee.
200 ratų, jūs galite pradėti galvot, kad aš labai pažengęs atsidavęs.
That is not so important.
Tai nėra taip svarbu.
The important thing is to chant with feeling.
Svarbu, kad jūs kartuotumėte su jausmu.
Whether you chant at least 16 rounds or you chant 1600 rounds.
Ar jūs kartuotumėte 16 ar...
You should try to chant with feeling.
Jūs turite kartuoti su jausmu.
But actually, the more you can chant, it is better.
Bet kuo daugiau jūs galite kartuoti, tai yra geriau.
Because every time you utter the mantra, you get the special blessings of Krishna.
Nes kuo daugiau jūs kartuojate mantrą, tuo daugiau gaunate ypatingos Krishnos malonės.
So actually, one should chant as many rounds as possible. With the best possible feeling possible. Both things are beneficial. Quality and quantity are both good.
Abu dalykai yra gerai. Ir kokybė, ir kiekybė.
So try to do both.
Pasistengti daryti abu.
You had a question?
In our spiritual life, sometimes we have ups and downs, and sometimes we feel enthusiasm and we feel taste for devotional service, but sometimes we are down. And how we can get out of those downs,
yes,
as soon as possible?
Yes, there's a very easy formula how to always remain enthusiastic.
Yra labai paprasta formulė, kaip visada išlikti entuziastingais.
This formula was personally given to me by Srila Prabhupada.
Šita formulė man asmeniškai perdavė Srila Prabhupada.
When I first got initiated, actually.
Kai pirmą kartą aš buvau inicijuotas.
When I was initiated, I wrote Prabhupada. It was by... Prabhupada was in London and I was in the U.S. So he initiated me by mail. He mailed my japa beads. He mailed me my name. So when we get initiated, of course, we collect some guru dakshina. And I realized this was a golden opportunity. I have my first chance to write Prabhupada a letter. With sending my guru dakshina and also giving him some words of appreciation that you've accepted me as your disciple.
Nusiųsti savo dakšiną Šilai Prabhupadai ir nusiųsti laišką su vertinimu, kad jūs dabar priėmėte mane kaip savo mokinį.
So, I don't remember exactly what I told Prabhupada. But I must have expressed desire to push forward this movement. Because I received back the most wonderful letter. He actually told me he had received the checks, and he gave the exact amount of each check to the very penny. He gave the exact amount of each check that he had received. $20.74. He noted everything very carefully. But here's the answer to your question. He said, I can see that you're a very sincere, enthusiastic boy.
Aš galiu pastebėti, kad tu esi labai nuoširdus ir entuziastingas vyrukas.
And then he gave me an order.
Ir tada jisai davė man nurodymą.
He said, continue enthusiastically as you were doing.
Tęsk viską entuziastingai, kaip tu dabar ir darai.
And surely Krishna will bless you.
Ir tada Krishna tikrai palaimins tave.
So I decided to take that order very seriously.
Ir aš nusprendžiau, kad aš priimsiu šitą pamokymą labai rimtai.
That my spiritual master has ordered me to always be enthusiastic.
Nes mano dvasinis mokytojas man nurodė visada būti entuziastingu.
And he is guaranteed if I did so that Krishna would bless me.
Ir jis man užgarantavo, kad jeigu aš taip elgsiuosi, tai Krishna palaimins mane.
So I've been obeying that order ever since 1971.
Ir nuo 71 metų aš seku tuo pamokymu, tuo nurodymu.
And it works.
Ir tai veikia.
If you simply take the order of the spiritual master that you must remain enthusiastic.
Ir jeigu jūs gavote savo mokytojo nurodymą, kad jūs privalote būti entuziastingu.
Things can be good.
Kažkas gali vykti aplink jūs gerai.
Things can be bad.
Gali vykti blogai.
Things can be in the middle.
Gali kažkas tai per vidurį būti.
But I knew that my Guru Maharaj told me I must always be enthusiastic.
Bet aš žinau, kad mano mokytojas man pasakė, kad aš turiu būti entuziastingas.
And that order has kept me always enthusiastic.
Ir tas pamokymas mane ir išlaiko entuziazme.
So now, just as Prabhupada has blessed me with that order, He has blessed me with the order to always be enthusiastic. Now I'm going to bless you also. That you must always remain enthusiastic. And if you do so, Krishna will always bless you. This works. I know it works because I've been doing it since
1971.
It will work for you just as it has worked for me. Next question.
There are many devotees who would like to perform their service in the temple, but they are not chanting their rounds. They're not chanting mantra yet.
They don't want to chant their rounds.
Yeah.
They don't want to?
To chant their rounds.
They don't want to? They just want to do service?
Jie nenori kartuoti rato.
Jie tiesiog neinicijuoti, bet tarnybą nori atlikti, matomai, kad gauti apsivalymą.
Bet nekartuoja dar.
Bet nekartuoja. Tai daugiau jaunimo liečia. Bet neinicijuoti.
It's more related to those who are younger devotees.
Who
And they would like to perform devotional service in the temple, but they are not chanting rounds.
Okay. But the first service is the first. Okay, there's people who want to serve in the temple. They're not chanting rounds. They're not initiated. Okay.
Not initiated. So how to deal? How we can increase the situation?
How to deal with them?
Yeah.
Well, actually, everyone should be engaged according to their propensity, Prabhupada said.
Kiekvienas turi būti užimtas atsidėjimo tarnystė pagal savo sugebėjimus.
It's not that necessarily someone has to live in the temple, but everyone should be engaged in doing service at the temple.
Nebūtinai, kad visi turi gyventi šventykloje, bet jie gali užsiimti tarnystę šventyklai, ateidami į šventyklą.
Let everyone come and be engaged in service.
Visi gali užsiimti.
Srila Prabhupada gave example to one devotee who was preaching to the college students.
Srila Prabhupada davė tokį pavyzdį apie atsidavusį, kuris pamokslavo koledžiuose.
Prabhupada said, don't force them to follow rules and regulations.
Srila Prabhupada jam jį pamokė, sako, tu nespausk jų sekti visom tom taisyklėm.
Whatever they like to do for Krishna, engage him in doing what they like.
Ką jie norės daryti dėl Krishnos, tai pasistengti juos tom ir užimti.
See, what happens is that way they become purified.
Nes tokiu būdu, kas atsitiks, jie apsivalys.
They start to taste the nectar.
Jie pajus skonį.
They become addicted to the nectar. And then they start asking, how can I taste more of this nectar? And then we hand them a bead bag. And we tell them, this is how you can increase the nectar 1,000 times. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Is it? Does that answer your question?
And how can you explain there is also an opposite situation when somebody chants so many rounds but he does not perform any devotional service?
What are we praying when we chant Hare Krishna? My dear Lord, please engage me in your service. I'm begging Krishna to be engaged in service. And then Krishna answers my prayer by giving me some service. And I say, no, I don't want to do the service. That means I'm not really chanting Hare Krishna. I'm simply chanting a shadow of the Hare Krishna mantra. One who is actually chanting Hare Krishna, he's begging Krishna, my Lord, I just want to serve you. Please give me some service. So if he's really chanting Hare Krishna, when that service comes, he will jump for joy. Oh, Krishna has answered my prayer.
Oh, Krishna išgirdė mano maldas.
Then they say that chanting is service.
Kartojimas irgi yra tarnystė.
Therefore, guru is required.
Na, todėl tada jau reikia guru.
They are taking their mind as guru.
Nes jie gali priimti savo protą kaip guru.
And therefore they will not advance.
Ir tada jie nepažengs.
The mind is a bogus guru.
Mūsų protas yra netikras guru.
He will concoct so many ways to avoid surrendering in the name of Krishna consciousness.
Jis išgalvos daugybę būdų, kaip neatsiduoti Krishna ir išvengti Krishna.
Therefore you must seek out the lotus feet of the bona fide spiritual master.
Todėl jūs turite siekti tinkamo, vertetingo dvasinio mokytojo pėdų.
And he will straighten you out from all of your nonsense. So that you actually become properly engaged in devotional service. So, we'll stop here. And we'll look forward to seeing you all. We're coming back on Monday. We'll see you. The next lecture will be your Monday evening lecture. But Shishi Radhadamodar are mercifully staying here to bless you all. So please give them your humble surrender. Shishi Radhadamodar ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Iskan Kaunas Vaishnavas ki jai.